Good morning, Warrior fans, and welcome to another edition of the Blue and Gold Show here on a great Friday morning. The Warrior football team has a bye this week as they will take a break before they start league play next week. They are going into league play 4-2, number 4 in the section overall, number 3 in the power rankings when it comes to the HDN, with St. Bernard's and Fortuna up above them. Opening up conference play next Saturday at home on 10/21 as they will take on Eureka once again. And St. Bernard's and Fortuna we'll follow up that game with St. Bernard's at home the following Friday, which will be the 27th, and then we will close out league play on the road for in Fortuna, as that will be on 11/3. And for volleyball, another straight set victory for the Warriors last night as they defeated the Eureka Loggers in 3 straight sets. They're 19-7 and 6-0 in league play now, ranked number 7 in North Coast Section Division 4. The Warriors will play Fortuna twice next week to wrap up league play, on the road Tuesday and senior night Thursday night in Tunin Gymnasium, as it'll be homecoming weekend for the Warriors volleyball, soccer, and for football on Saturday. And with us in the studio today, it is soccer day, and we have the girls soccer team in the house. We have senior Chaney Shad, sophomore Aurora Mitchell, and junior Alexis Aguirre. And on deck after the break, we'll have the boys team come on, and it'll be junior Brant Pennington and senior Isidro Montanez will join us also after the break. But first, let's start with the ladies and sophomore Aurora Mitchell in the house. Congratulations on making the varsity team for the second year in a row. Would you like to give a shout out to any fans out there?
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to my mom and my stepmom for always supporting me throughout all this varsity soccer.
Awesome. And Chaney Shad, the senior of the team, the leader of the team, the wrestler on the team, is in the house also. Chaney, who you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my mom and dad. Thank you for always supporting me.
Alexis, the junior, Alexis Aguirre, who do you want to say hi to?
I want to give a shout out to the girls varsity soccer team.
Hey, who else?
Well, our fans. Oh,
there you go. You got to love the community, right? All right, awesome. Let's start off with the tough question for Aurora Mitchell. At, you know, despite a losing record this year so far, but we've talked a lot about what it's like to be on the Warriors girls soccer team. You're a sophomore this year. A lot of young kids on the team. What kind of camaraderie and how cool has it been to be a part of the team?
It's been so cool being able to be a captain as a sophomore is really honoring, and I get to show leadership to all the new incoming freshmen, and it's just amazing.
Cool. And so this is only your second year of playing just females, because in youth you play co-ed. How is that different for you guys playing?
It's so different because you go from playing with boys who are rough and just get you all riled up, and then you play with girls that are just, you're just like them.
Yeah. So you made the boys tougher, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because
yeah, they're kind of soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. We're going to get them after the break, but they seem pretty soft. I just see them in the background back there. Chaney, let's talk a little bit about your senior. You've had a lot of success on the wrestling mat. How does that carry over into soccer, and how do you bring that kind of winning way to the soccer field?
It definitely helps with, like, the mental aspect on the field. We play for 80 minutes, so it is pretty tough, and it gets draining mentally. But with wrestling, it kind of helps to balance it all out and stay mentally sane and calm.
Gotcha. And in the off season, you guys do a lot of work, especially with footwork and things like that. You do a lot of the wrestling stuff also. How do you balance that, and what kind of off season do you guys do for soccer?
For soccer off season, we had the preseason training. So we had what was similar to practices with whoever wanted to come and join. And balancing it, I would have to say my coaches, they're just really amazing, and they make it all work out for me.
Sometimes it's tough when you have coaches that are kind of demand certain things, but they've been pretty flexible and understanding.
Yeah, my coaches are really great about being flexible between my two sports.
Awesome, that's great. And now junior Alexis Aguirre, the forward, the scorer, the mad dog of the team, they say. The one that's going to start wrestling this year. To beat out Chaney, from what I've heard already in the pre-show, how's it been being part of this squad, and how do you do up front when it comes to attacking the defense?
Being part of the squad is like, it's honoring. It's a good sport.
Well, is it pretty cool playing for this community with everybody around you and everybody supporting you?
Yes, I think we have a great community to support, and then a lot of support.
I know you got a lot of the young girls up front battling with you when it comes to some of the freshmen and sophomores. How important is it for you to be a leader out there when it comes to up front and to attack the defense?
It becomes really important.
Good. Chaney, you guys are 2-8, 2-4. Big win yesterday all the way down to South Fork. Once again, thank you guys for coming in because it was like you guys didn't get home to like 11 or 12 last night. But you guys are in the Little Four. You guys got 3 games left against Little Four opponents. If you win out, you can get back to the playoffs like you did last year. How are you guys prepared for these last week and a half of the games?
We're definitely trying our best at practice. We're putting our best foot forward. And we're putting ourselves fully into all the games and trying our best.
So this week you guys play at home on Tuesday. And who do you guys play Tuesday?
We play Ferndale, I believe.
Ferndale at home on Tuesday. Yes. Then you're on the road Friday against St. Bernard's. And that will be a big match. You guys lost to them 1-0.
Yes.
So hopefully revenge there. And who is the top team in the Little Four?
I would say St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's?
Yeah.
Okay. So St. Bernard's, so you guys got a good chance at home on Tuesday. Warrior fans, get out and support the girls Tuesday as they play at home at what time? 4 o'clock?
Yes.
4 o'clock on Tuesday. Get out and support the girls and have a good time. Ladies, thank you for joining us. Any last thoughts? All right, we're going to take a quick break in the action. When we get back, we're going to bring the boys in the house and talk to them a little bit.
Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hardwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delmore Warrior Games online at DelmoreSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Here in the second half of the Blue Cone Show, where we have the Delnor boys soccer team in the house, and we're going to talk a little bit about soccer. First off, I want to make sure I remind everybody, no football game this weekend, as the Warriors have one more bye before they head into league play next week with St. Bernard's, Fortuna, and Eureka. They will be playing next Saturday at 7:30. Kickoff at Mike Whalen Field. It's a special Saturday game. But before that, it's homecoming weekend, and the Delnor boys soccer squad will actually be at home that day as they'll be taking on McKinleyville next Saturday, and they will be taking on McKinleyville. Their game will start at 11 o'clock on Saturday, so a full slate of games for the Warriors on Saturday of homecoming. And in the house with me today, I got junior Brent Pennington and senior Isidro Montanez. Brent, want to say shout out to all your friends and family?
Yeah, shout out to my friends and my family and our coaches who didn't end up showing up. But
you don't have to have coaches here. You think Coach Foss shows up for football? No. You're all right. All I want is the players in here anyways. Isidro, you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my parents and my loved ones for always supporting us. And then the fans and the coaches for always pushing us to play better and harder.
I can tell you what, I went to the last game against Fortuna. I perched up over there. I don't know tons about soccer, but I do know aggressive play, and I do know heart and soul when it comes to Warriors. You guys played very well, played hard, you know, a couple mishaps here and there, but that was a great game. You guys wish you would have came away with a victory, right?
Yes.
Talking to you a little bit, Brent, you're a junior in the squad, got another chance next year, but you could taste the league title this year. I mean, it's always right there in the taking of it, right? You're a game back right now. How important is this next 3 games? You had a great game against Fortuna, right? If you just kind of get over that hump of getting the aggressiveness of getting a lead in that aspect. So what do you guys got to do in the next couple weeks?
If we really want to win league, we're going to have to probably win out the rest of our games. And our next 2 games should be wins, and then we'll have a hard rest of our schedule away against Eureka and Arcata.
Gotcha. And Cedra, talking to you, a senior on the squad, a lot of team leadership when it comes to your role out there on the field. What is going to be huge for you guys down the stretch here?
I think just being better about communicating and just gelling well and playing good as a team, playing hard.
5-4-1, 4-2-1 overall, ranked number 7 in the section. You're 3rd in league right now, but there's other teams with more ties than you, but you got one more loss. So this tie thing just drives me crazy in soccer, of course, but they're not ties, I was told. Coach Cindy told me they were draws.
Yeah.
So there are two different ideas there. So very big for you guys, number 7 ranked. If you guys can get a couple wins down the stretch, seeding comes into play. Were you guys at home for the first round last year?
Yes, we were.
So that's kind of big if we can get a home game here in town.
Yeah, it'd be the first home game, I think, that we'd win. If we win.
You said when we win?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. I just want to make sure. Hey, I have to mention, you guys are quick on the field, right? And you guys pass the ball very well, but that kid up front, Deacon, that dude's fast.
He's real fast.
You know, I talk to Harrison a lot. I joke around with him out on the football field, and I said, I told him the other day, I said, Deacon's got you by a long ways. And he started talking, and he's like, no, he doesn't. Right? So, but the kid's fast. He can break away and separate pretty easily in a lot of different aspects. Does that help out a lot in the soccer field?
Yeah, it helps us out a lot. He actually got really, like, a lot better. He improved a lot, and he stepped up and had to fill in that spot for us to score after losing our scorer, Mario Ledesma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So great job in that aspect. But we're at home next Saturday, which is kind of unusual where the soccer and football play on the same day, because the football team usually plays on Friday, but they're going to play on Saturday, and it's all going to be on the homecoming weekend, right? So that's going to be pretty cool for the fans. Show up at 11, correct?
Yeah.
For the game, JV football starts at 5, varsity at 7:30, but it can be a whole day of action. Do you guys go to football games?
I do. Yeah.
Do you? Isidro? You're going to go this? You're going to go next week?
Yeah.
I will. All right. Next week's a Saturday. You can go Saturday. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun in that aspect. The Flaming W and everything like that. Who knows? But everybody should come out, because I tell you what, it was exciting. It was electric. A lot of people there at the soccer match. You got to love all the fans who showed up in that Fortuna game.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Definitely the most that showed up in a while.
So that was pretty cool. So congratulations on your season. Any final thoughts?
We win the rest of our games.
That's right. Hey, homecoming parade next Friday. Unfortunately, the girls soccer team have a game in St. Bernard's, but you guys got an opportunity to be part of the homecoming parade. 3:45 to 4:30, and that's going to run along 8th Street and across 3rd Street. So homecoming parade next Friday, and then we got the games on Saturday. We got the soccer team rolling at 11 o'clock. JV football against Eureka at 5 o'clock and 7:30. The Delmar Boys Varsity is playing against Eureka once again, and they will be playing them at 7:30. We'll be on the air at 7:15. I'll give you an update on how the boys did that day. Maybe we'll even get them up at halftime or get somebody up at halftime and talk a little bit about where we stand after next weekend for the boys soccer squad and kind of go from there. But thank you very much, guys, for coming in, and congratulations on a winning record and make a run for this title.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, JD, thank you very much, and back to you.